Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show about things that other shows are not also about. Orion, say hello.
Hello, this is Orion.
Orion, the witching hour is nearly upon us.
The witching hour, yes.
Yes, Halloween is fast approaching. And I've been thinking about Halloween and about Halloween candy, you know, thinking about when we used to go trick-or-treating and stuff, and all the bullshit candy that people would give away.
Oh, yeah.
God. And I was searching for different kinds of crappy candy that I remembered, and I came across a couple of articles about Halloween candy. And
that's good, because people out there feel our pain.
Well, kind of. There's two articles that I'm going to read part of. And one of them is from a website called Monsters and Critics, which you would think it's called Monsters and Critics. I don't know what it's normally about, but it has monsters in the name. You would think it'd be very Halloween-centric, like they'd get the idea.
Yeah.
They don't.
They don't?
They're fucking douchebags.
That's silly.
I'm not going to read the whole article. It was a big, long, stupid thing about how you should take care of your kids and all this garbage. But there was this small, bolded part with tips for how to handle Halloween candy.
Yeah, okay. Every year this comes out, yeah.
These are their tips.
Oh, God.
The first tip, the smaller the better. Buy only fun size, or better yet, mini.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty much all it comes in.
That's what Halloween candy usually is anyway.
Yeah.
But the smaller the better.
Like, no.
I guess if you're on a budget, but like a kid, from a kid's perspective, the bigger the better. Did you ever, when I was a kid, I kept hearing like there was always some kid who'd be like, yeah, there was this one house that was giving out full size Kit Kats, king size.
I was just about to say that.
I went
that
home,
was the
changed
best.
My costume three times. I got three of them.
Yeah.
And it was always some kid, and I couldn't, you know, I didn't trick or treat where he did, so I had no idea if it was true or not. But every year there was some kid who would tell me this.
Really? Yeah.
Did you ever actually get that? Because I never did.
Yeah.
You did?
There was one house.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I never went back, you know, and changed my costume like an ass.
To be fair, I got shitloads of candy. I would come home with like a pillowcase full, and my sister would come home with a pillowcase full.
Yeah.
But I never got the king size.
Yeah, the one guy that gave us king size, he was a hippie. He had long hair and a ponytail, and every time he opened his door, I swear to God, it smelled like marijuana.
It probably did. But he would have been every kid's favorite.
Yes.
And this website's telling you, just keep it small. Yeah. So whatever, that's not such a big deal.
Okay.
Second tip, select candy that offers sugar-free options.
Fuck off.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Even if it's a good candy, like I've had good sugar-free candy, and it's decent enough anyway.
Yeah.
But as soon as I look at the wrapper and it says sugar-free on it, I'm going to think you're a douche.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you trying to do to me? I'm a fucking kid. Like, I don't have diabetes. I'm fine.
Here's a granola bar.
Ah, fuck what? Off. That's, yeah, okay. We'll get to that, kind of.
Oh, no.
Third tip, buy value packs of sugarless gum. Okay, fuck off.
Gum?
Gum is kind of a bad idea anyway. I always used to get those fucking, I don't know what they're called.
I know what you're talking
about. Double bubble or whatever. Those fucking.
Double bubble. Yep.
It was like a cylinder, and it would be wrapped in paper, and it was hard as a fucking rock.
Yellow and blue. It was impossible to chew.
It was that pink shit that had like the white powdered sugar all over it or whatever.
Yeah. Loaded with
that
sugar.
Was bad enough. Giving me like a pack of like a 25-cent pack with like five sticks in it or whatever of like Wrigley's with sugar-free spearmint or something. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's not what kids want. Anytime I got gum, especially that double bubble shit, that pissed me off. Because you'd eat your candy and you'd have a shitload left over, and eventually it would get so old you wouldn't, you know, touch it. You'd throw it out. And my pillowcase always had that gum and shit. Because I wouldn't touch it. I don't care.
Double bubble shit.
Oh, my candy.
Was it all manufactured in like the 1950s and there's just huge stockpiles of it that they're trying to sell out? Because all of it, no matter what, like if you opened it the day you got it or you opened it like the next year, it was exactly the same. Exactly. It was hard as a fucking rock.
Rock hard, yep. Yeah, and every house I went to like would give out random candy and there was always that fucking gum in there. Every time.
If I wanted a pack of sugar-free gum, I'd just raid my mom's purse.
Like yeah.
You might as well hand me a pair of tweezers while you're at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next tip.
Next tip.
Buy the handy portion control craze and hand out 100-calorie packs of snacks. Look for fun Halloween designs.
Oh, what does that mean? 100 calorie?
Like those little, like, tiny, like the things that fat women buy when they're on a diet and they want to convince themselves that they're doing something proactive. Like, I know I'm still eating lots of Oreos, but they're 100 calories a pack. I'm counting.
Yeah.
I might be up to 500, but...
I'm a good person.
You know, they come in like those green wrappers and they're individually wrapped. There's like one or two cookies in a package. That's what they're talking about. It's bullshit. It's for old women with a what do you call that? A fupa? That fucking like a
fupa?
That fucking thing like in front of their like above their vagina that's like a pouch.
Oh. A fupa.
I think that's what you call it. But that's what those are for. Those aren't for kids. A kid doesn't want that shit.
Yeah.
They'll eat them eventually once they've eaten everything good.
Yeah.
Fifth tip. Pretzels are always a favorite, especially when small bags are designed for Halloween. Now, I like pretzels.
I like pretzels.
But again, go fuck yourself. Yeah. It's Halloween. it's about candy and everybody fucking knows it.
Everybody's trying to, go around the fun part.
Yeah, I don't want like a bag of Wheat Thins. I want chocolate. I want fruit-flavored candies. I want candy.
Yeah.
Stock up on 100% fruit chews or fruit leathers. That's in quotation marks.
Fruit leathers.
Fruitaboo or Tropicana are two kid-friendly brands. Dried pineapple rings, unsweetened, are super sweet and chewy. Very satisfying.
I don't even know what that shit is.
Now, clearly, whoever wrote this doesn't know any children. Anywhere. Fruit leathers? Are you fucking kidding me? I don't want to eat anything with leathers in the name, let alone fruit. Like, they're talking about dried fruit. Oh, you want to give kids dried fruit for Halloween?
Yeah, that's retarded. This isn't looking too good.
It's like fruit jerky. Fruit leathers? Are you fucking with me?
Yeah.
Avoid the candy corn. It stays in molars and causes dental havoc.
Oh, fuck off.
Now, this one I can sort of get behind, but not for the same reason as they do. I am one of the few people I know who actually likes candy corn.
I do not. Oh,
I like candy corn. However, I know that a lot of people don't. So avoiding the candy corn is probably a good idea. But not because it's going to get stuck in your teeth, blah, blah. Fuck off. It's candy.
It's candy.
It's Halloween. It's one night a year. And depending on how much they get, they might be eating it for a long time. But it's a treat. It's supposed to be a treat. Yeah. You know, you're not supposed to hand out bagels and...
Yeah. Wheat Thins. Yeah, I used to hate, anytime I got any kind of candy that resembled, you know, the 1950s. Like, we've been around for 108 years.
Yeah.
Still going strong. I'd throw that shit away. I want, you know, Snickers, Kit Kat. Give me the good shit.
Learn to like dark chocolate.
Oh, Christ.
It's healthy and has less sugar. Dove and Hershey offer small dark chocolates. Now, I never minded getting dark chocolate candy. Like, you'd get those little Hershey bars or whatever. You'd get, like, the little... Yep. Are they Hershey? You'd get, like, the little Hershey Mr. Good bar.
Yep.
And sometimes you'd get, like, the dark chocolate Hershey bar. That was fine with me.
Yeah.
The problem I have with this is that they say, learn to like dark chocolate. This article isn't for kids, but the candy is for kids. So what the fuck does learning to like dark chocolate have to do with what you're going to give to kids? Like, if you learn to like it, then you can convince them that they should like it? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Are you going to eat the Halloween candy? Is that the plan? Like, they want you to learn to like dark chocolate because they know eventually you're just going to turn your light off and start eating it all yourself because you're a fat fucking retard?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. Learn to like dark chocolate, kids, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's that article. That's the annoying bullshit article from some weird hippie who wants to tell you how to raise your kids. The other article I was reading is from westword.com, and it's called What the Crappy Treats You Give Out on Halloween Say About You.
Ooh, this sounds good.
At first, handing out lame treats on Halloween seems like a victimless crime. Kids are already getting bags of candy as it is, so what's the harm with one fewer awesome treat? Part of the harm is that they're not the victim. You are. You, your house, your cars, your trees, your pets, but mostly your reputation. What you dole out speaks for you, for better or worse, so here's what some legendarily crappy Halloween treats are screaming for you at the top of their lame-ass lungs. So let's go down the list and discuss.
All right.
Apples or raisins?
Oh.
Now, their little quote about what this says about you is, I'm on a diet, okay? I haven't so much as seen refined sugar in 23 days and 9 hours. Now, you and your childhood metabolism can get the hell off my porch. Now, I used to get packages, like those tiny little packages of raisins, those little sun-made raisins.
Yes. Oh.
And I
didn't get a whole lot of that, but when I did, I remembered, yeah.
I would occasionally eat them eventually because they're in my fucking bag of candy.
Yeah, you get hungry. You're like, what do I got? What do I got left? Yeah,
that's raisins. Not candy. Like, not. No kid is going to get excited. Every kid that goes to your door is going to be disappointed when you hand them a box of raisins.
Yeah.
And the apples, most kids' parents won't let them eat them anyway. So even if I wanted an apple, you're just wasting your fucking time.
Exactly, yeah. The razor blade myth in the apple.
Which is total bullshit. Like, it happened like once in like the 70s or something, yeah. And it was a total different thing. But yeah, kids are parents are paranoid about that stuff, and rightfully so. You don't know where you're getting this shit from.
Yeah.
So yeah, my parents never let, like, if I'd get apples or any kind of thing that wasn't wrapped, I wasn't allowed to eat it.
Yeah.
So you're just wasting your fucking time and money.
Exactly.
Spare change.
Really? Never got that. Wow.
I completely forgot that it was Halloween, but here's what's in my pocket.
Oh, man.
Sorry about the lint and the condom. That's their quote.
Did you ever get...
I got spare change, and it was always from old people.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know if they were like, oh, shit, did I leave my porch light on? Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'd get people like that.
I've got a quarter and a nickel and one of those like twist ties from a loaf of bread. Here you go, kid.
Oh. Did you ever hit a house and they didn't expect you? Like, they were like, oh shit, my porch light's on.
I did get that.
And
before.
They didn't have any candy? I forget what I got. Oh, man. I think I got like a can of soup, which is retarded.
I don't think it happened to me.
I threw it in their bushes. I didn't even keep it. Fuck you.
It happened to me at least once, but I don't think I got anything. I think they were just like, oh, sorry, you know, I didn't realize. And then they turned their porch light off.
That was it?
Yeah. Ooh. So, and I was fine with that. I mean, it was kind of annoying, but...
I always, pictured myself, what would I do if, you know, it's Halloween, my light's on, and some fucking kid comes to my door, and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't get any candy. What do? Ignore it?
Well, here's the thing about the spare change, because I did get that occasionally, but it was usually like some gray-haired old lady would hand me like 10 pennies or something.
Oh, the pennies.
Or like a couple of nickels. Like,
don't spend it all in
like
one
place. I don't know. I don't even know where it was coming from. Did she have a bucket? You know, like a lot of people have like a bucket of candy that they're giving you candy out of.
Yeah.
Did she have a bucket full of pennies?
Yeah.
Where's this even coming from? But I wouldn't have minded if I walked up to a house and they handed me money, because that's cool. You know, I can buy shit with money.
Yeah.
But what the fuck am I going to do with 10 pennies?
Exactly.
Like, even when I was a kid, there were very few things you could buy for less than 10 cents, and very few things that you could buy even for 10 cents. And 10 pennies are, I'm just going to lose them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably lose them before my trick-or-treating's over.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do with this? It's completely worthless. It's like, they're so old, they have no idea, no concept of the world around them. Like, this isn't worth what it was worth in 1930. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I know you used to be able to go down to the store and buy 10 loaves of bread with this, but I can't buy jack shit. I can buy 2 Bazooka Joe bubble gums.
Yeah. You can't even go to, like, the fucking, like, prize machine and put in, because it's 10 pennies.
You can't put,
give me a dime or a quarter. I can get some kind of treat at, like, the store, you know, put it in the machine, twist the crank.
The next item on the list is jelly beans.
Hmm.
And the quote is, I've had these since Easter. If you like petrified peeps or chalky chocolate rabbit shards, I've got some of those too.
Not a big fan of jelly beans.
I'm not either. I don't remember getting jelly beans on Halloween. Did you?
I did. Well, they had fun-sized jelly beans when I was a kid.
Were they like all black and orange? That would kind of make sense.
No,
like,
they were...
Because they're so rainbowy, it's not really Halloween-y at all.
Like, it was silly, yeah. It was just a little clear pack of jelly beans, normal colors.
I hate jelly beans.
I do too.
Now, not all jelly beans. Like, the Jelly Belly ones are cool.
Those are great.
Some of them are gross, but the good ones are good.
Yeah.
And I used to get Starburst jelly beans sometimes around Easter. Those were good. But the generic ones, the ones that have like the, you know, they're like black, orange, white, yellow, red, and green.
10, yeah.
The black ones taste like black licorice, like the one flavor of candy that is almost universally loathed. Nobody likes black licorice.
Old people.
It's got to be like 5% of the population likes black licorice.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, there's something about them. Like, it's almost like they're so pure sugar that it almost hurts your tongue to eat them.
Yeah.
And they're not even good. Like, they don't even taste good. Like, it's like the wrong kind of sugar or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of them tasted like medicine. I don't even remember what the white white ones were supposed to taste like, but the white ones tasted like medicine.
But it wasn't, each flavor like was kind of like, this is kind of cherry, but it tasted different.
It was like
not right.
Yeah, yeah. The green ones, I think, would either be, it depended on where you got them from, would either be mint or lime.
Yeah.
Neither one tasted particularly good.
Yeah, never did.
And it was kind of disturbing, too, if you're eating jelly beans and all of a sudden you chomp down on a mint one. It's like,
yeah, oh, that ruins it. Wow. What is this, gum? Okay.
But I never got jelly beans, so that wasn't an issue for me. But that is stupid because kids don't
that
like
is
those.
Stupid. Yeah.
I don't know any kid who likes those. Kind
I never
of jelly
ate
beans.
Them, yeah.
Who the fuck? Ah, whatever. Anyway, the next one is anything homemade, and the quote is: "Here's a Ziploc full of my wishes to live in 1947." Oh, alternately, <man. laughs> these might make you feel a little sleepy while you're walking down the street, and you might notice me pulling up beside you in my station wagon and steering you into the back seat, and you might wake up in my basement. Don't worry about all that though; they're delicious.
Ooh, yeah.
I used to get popcorn balls and cookies. Oh. And like we already, it's not homemade, but we already mentioned the apples. It's kind of the same idea. Anything like that that's not packaged that you try to hand me like a square of fudge.
Yeah. Your parents are going to throw it out.
You're just wasting your time.
Yeah.
And that would always be old people too. It's like they're just stubborn. I bet they knew about the whole scare about razor blades and shit, but they're just like, oh, well, back in my day, this is what we did. And they're just
stubborn.
Fuck all you asshole kids.
Yeah. Even when I got candy that was kind of like half open.
Oh, yeah.
It was thrown out.
Yeah, so, yeah. My parents would always take my bag before I could even touch it.
Yeah.
Go through everything. If something had fallen out of the wrapper, yeah, it was going in the trash.
Oh, yeah. Such paranoia.
And rightfully so, like I said, because there aren't any real, there really haven't been any real cases of this. But,
yeah, since
but
this
you don't
is
know
every
where
year.
You don't know where the shit's coming from.
That's true. Depending on the neighborhood. My neighborhood, like, everybody kind of knew each other in one way or another. So it's not like, did you go to that one house? I don't know them, you know.
Well, there's also
every house I went to, we knew them, kind of, you know. So it wouldn't have been a problem, but that's just my case.
Well, the people giving that shit out should know. Yeah. That parents aren't going to let their kids have it.
Exactly.
And the fact that they don't makes them kind of a weirdo. And the fact that they're kind of a weirdo probably makes you even less likely to want your kid to eat whatever they're giving out. You know what I mean? It's kind of a, I don't even, whatever.
Yeah.
Candy corn. Yeah. These quaint confections not only harken back to a time when agrarian culture was central to the American way of life, they were also a buck a bag at Walmart. Like I said, I actually like candy corn. I like the little candy corn like pumpkins too. It's the exact same thing.
Oh,
they're just
man.
Shaped like pumpkins.
I know those.
I like them, but I am one of very few people I know who do, and I wouldn't have missed them if you stopped giving them out. So if you are handing out candy for Halloween this year, maybe skip the candy corn. You'll probably brighten a lot of kids' days.
Yeah, it was just labeled as lame when you were a kid.
I never knew that people didn't like them. I always liked them.
So you got candy corn, you're like, fucking score! Yeah,
you'd get like those little, it'd always be like those little clear bags with no markings on them because they were like the super cheap candy.
Yep.
And yeah, I always liked them, so I never had a problem with it.
I set them aside.
The next one is Necco wafers.
Mm.
And I don't remember Necco if wafers. I ever got Necco wafers.
I don't think I ever did.
You know what they are?
Sounds
they're those,
familiar.
Those candies that look kind of like Tums, only thinner. They come in the same kind of colors as Tums.
Yeah, from, once again, another candy from like the 30s.
Exactly.
Nasty.
Kids don't buy those. No. They might buy them once out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But after
disgusting.
That.
It's like chalk. Yeah, they're
just
like Tums.
Wasting your time. Yeah. Did I already read the quote? The quote was, I was all out of Tums.
Oh, yeah. You read that.
Yeah, I don't remember ever getting Necco wafers, but I definitely wouldn't have been excited if I did. And I definitely wouldn't give them out. Like, I don't understand the mentality of some of these people.
I don't either.
The next one I definitely got a lot of, and it always pissed me off. Those orange and black wrapped peanut butter taffy pieces of crap.
Yeah.
Here, have a couple of orange and black wrapped peanut butter taffy pieces of crap. Also, I'm an asshole. Punch me now.
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly how I felt about it.
Exactly. When I was a kid. Yeah.
They were awful. They were, again, rock hard.
Yep.
And they were kind of peanut butter flavored, but not really in a good way.
I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was.
They were peanut butter flavored, but it wasn't like, you know, like a Reese's peanut butter cup is peanut butter flavored in a good way. These were peanut butter flavored in like you're eating like a melted peanut butter Lego kind of way. Like, I don't. And they were gross. And they came in those wrappers that made them look like super cheap and old. Like
they looked shady. Yeah,
exactly. There was no markings on them.
No label.
Like if you were making candies in your house and poisoning them and then wrapping them yourself, that's what it would look like. It looked like you were up to no good when you handed those out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And to this day, I don't know where you get them.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Maybe it's just because I haven't been looking for them, so I like kind of block them out when I see them on the shelf, but I don't remember ever seeing these at a store. It's like there's some kind of club for people who are completely out of touch with reality to go and buy total bullshit stuff.
Super cheap black market candy.
Are you kidding me? They're so bad. Okay, the next thing, and this is another one that I actually sort of like, but I know most people don't.
Okay, yeah.
What is it? Circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Those are nasty, dude. You like those?
Really?
They're rock hard, and they're supposed to be marshmallows.
They're not rock hard. They are hard.
What,
they're
you
not
get a fresh pack?
No. They're not squishy, but they're not rock hard. Like, you can easily bite through one. They're just not squishy like a marshmallow when you buy a bag of marshmallows.
Maybe I always got an old batch.
I've never had one that's rock hard that like I had to really try to bite through.
I think it must have been the first pack I had because it was rock hard. And after that, I was like, this is bullshit. I'm not eating these again. So I'd set them aside.
Now, I don't go out of my way to obtain circus peanuts. When I say that I like them, I just mean that if somebody gave me a circus peanut, I wouldn't be like, ugh.
Circus peanut. It's like, such a strange idea.
It is.
It's an orange marshmallow shaped like a peanut. Brilliant.
Brilliant. So, what am I eating? Like elephant food? Yeah. I don't know about those circus peanuts.
What a silly name, too.
The next one is toothbrushes. And the quote is, yes, I'm a dentist. Yes, I think I'm funny. Yes, you definitely should take that pumpkin with the perfect smile from my porch and smash it on the hood of my Infiniti. Did you ever get toothbrushes? Because I did.
Never.
I did.
Really?
And it was always some douche who thinks he's funny. Yeah. And he's like, well, everybody else is giving out this candy that's going to rot your teeth. So I'm going to give you something to counteract that nasty candy. Well, go fuck yourself because I don't need a toothbrush. Do you think I live in an alley? I have a toothbrush, asshole. Yeah. You think I'm going to go home and just like... What?
Really?
Yeah. Gargle with soap because I'm too poor to own a toothbrush?
Unless it was like a vibrating Spider-Man or Ninja Turtle one,
no,
maybe.
No, it was always the bullshit toothbrushes you get for free at the dentist, you know? Like, they'd give you a toothbrush when you left. It was those.
That's fucking hilarious because my dentist was in this neighborhood that I, you know, trick-or-treated at, and he gave out candy.
Well, that's because he's not an asshole.
Yeah, he was awesome.
And I bet the people who give these toothbrushes out usually are dentists because I bet they get them for free from work. And I bet that's why they do it because it's cheap.
Yeah.
They don't have to spend any fucking money.
Yeah. Clever faggot.
If they were smart, they'd give out like the worst candy. They'd give out candy corn because it gets stuck in your molars because that brings them business.
Yes. You idiot.
But they're retards, so they don't. And the last item on the list is Chick Tracts, which are, they're like little comic strips by Jack Chick, and they're Christian, and they're usually crazy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, I was looking at one that was about Halloween and how, like, some girl's teacher wanted her to dress up for Halloween, and her grandpa said, well, she is your teacher, and she is in charge, so you do have to dress up, but you don't have to dress up as a witch. And I didn't read the whole thing, so I don't know what she ended up dressing up as. Probably the Virgin Mary or something.
I was going to church, and those were still faggy.
Yeah, no, God. They are totally. And they're insane. Like, I was looking at one that was about it's been a long time, I don't remember the specifics, but it was about a professor teaching, like, evolution or something. And one of the students in the class, Christian student, raises his hand and starts disproving evolution to the professor. And the professor gets, like, murderously angry. Like, there are veins popping out of him, and he's screaming. It's just insane.
He's evil.
Like, life is not even remotely like this, but I never got anything like that, but I could totally picture old assholes giving it out.
Yeah.
Especially like the crazy fundamentalists who think Halloween is like sinful.
Yeah.
Like you're dressing up as a witch. That's just wrong. Well, witches aren't real, asshole, and I'm well aware of it. Like, I'm not endorsing witchery.
That's witchcraft.
That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's just fun to dress up as something spooky.
Someone behind the scenes is like going, ooh, this is awesome. Everybody's buying into my crazy bullshit.
I wonder what would be worse to a crazy fundamentalist Christian, to dress up as a witch or to dress up as a dinosaur.
Ooh. Probably a dinosaur. Oh, man.
I wanted to point out, that was the last thing on that list, but I wanted to point out two more candies that I used to get as a kid that I never understood.
Yes.
One of them was these little, they'd come in these little skinny boxes, cardboard boxes, and they'd have like a mummy on them.
Frankenstein.
Or a Frankenstein or like a...
The Wolfman or whatever.
Like a skeleton.
Yeah, skeleton.
And you'd open it up and there'd be like two or three of basically candy cigarettes, but yeah. Like they weren't meant to be candy cigarettes. They didn't have like the little pink end and
like
stuff.
Thinner. Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It's
candy
just a
joint.
It's just a sugary stick.
Yeah.
It's just a stick of sugar.
Yeah.
Again, I never saw these for sale anywhere. I don't know where the fuck they were coming from.
Same here.
And I guess, I ate them, but they weren't good.
Yeah.
You know, the whole point of candy cigarettes is that they're candy cigarettes. I mean, whether you think they are horrible because they teach kids to smoke or not, the whole point, the reason anybody ever buys them is because they're candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
You don't buy them because they're fucking delicious.
Yeah.
So these are like candy cigarettes without the thing that makes candy cigarettes worth purchasing.
Exactly, yeah.
I never understood it. Yeah. You used to get those too, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot. Yeah.
I did a Google search. I was Google searching for like half an hour today trying to find any information on these, and I can't. Like, I don't even know what to call them.
That blows my mind, yeah. I thought they're so popular. I got them every year.
Yeah, and I'd get
never
them from multiple
them
houses.
At the grocery store. I have no idea. It's one of those candies.
And the other one, and the bane of my Halloween existence as a kid,
and
like
mine.
The candy I hated more than anything else in the world, was Mary fucking Janes.
Yeah, and they won't mean anything unless you describe it.
They were these
God
little
damn
fucking rectangular, like, bit of honey things.
Like a bit of honey, yeah, ripoff.
Wrapped in this, like, translucent yellow wax paper wrapper with a red stripe around it.
In the
and
middle,
a little,
yeah.
Picture of a like a little black drawn picture of a not black as in black people like a black outline drawing of a little girl kind of like the Morton Salt girl but without the umbrella.
Yeah,
and it said
yeah.
Mary Jane on it. And this is another one I have no idea where they came from. They
no
looked
idea.
Like they were produced in the 1920s yes. or whatever, and they may as well have been. I have no fucking idea.
They were horrible too.
They were gross. The wrapper would always stick to them, and it was such a shitty wrapper that you'd pull it off and it just there'd be paper all over it. So even if yep. I wanted to eat it, it's like it's a fucking ordeal.
Yeah. Which goes to show, like, that shit, even if they sold it somewhere, is probably really fucking old, because every time I unwrap mine, just like you, the fucking wrapper stuck to it.
And they were hard as a fucking rock. And that's not really a candy flavor that kids are into anyway. I would get bit of honeys, too, and they're basically the same thing, if I remember correctly, but
basically.
It's not really a candy flavor kids are into.
No. I never ate bit of honey. Some people like it, but
it was another one of those candies like, that I would eat when I ate everything else already.
Yeah, my
when
mom
I was like,
liked
I
them.
Am running out of candy.
Yeah,
I guess I'm going to eat the Mary Janes and the bit
not,
of honey now.
It was not one of the cool candies of the day.
I'm going to post a picture of these just to see if anybody else knows what the hell I'm talking about.
That might help. Yeah, I'm sure people. Are
fucking
it can't
disgusting.
Just be us. There's no way. But yeah, I wanted to mention this. There was this one house that everybody was afraid of because this guy was kind of, he was known as the creepy guy.
Uh-huh.
He was a chronic smoker. He was always outside smoking
that
every
is
day,
creepy.
Pack after pack. Well, he looked creepy. The creepy part was every Halloween, he'd open his door and I swear to God, aside from Halloween, like I went over and had to tell him like I threw something in his yard, like a football.
Uh-huh.
This guy in his house, in his living room, he doesn't have a normal light bulb. He has a red light bulb.
Wow.
His entire living room is like satanic red.
Maybe he was a photographer and he used his living room as a dark room. Did he have his windows blacked out?
No. No. You're just real creepy guy. He didn't speak much. If we went near his yard, he got pissed. But he participated in Halloween, which is cool. But he gave out candy cigarettes.
And he was a chronic smoker.
It was so cool. But the problem with that was, even though it was way back in the day, my parents wouldn't let me eat those.
Yeah.
These are you know, they had that, even back in the day, they had that image like, these are wrong. They're teaching kids, you know, to smoke.
My parents, I don't think, ever tried to stop me with candy cigarettes because they knew it was just candy. Like,
well, that's good because my parents must have been retarded.
But I knew kids who weren't allowed.
Yeah, like, it's so stupid.
Like, if me and a kid were somehow at the store by ourselves,
yeah,
and for some reason I pointed out the candy cigarettes, they'd be like, oh, I'm not allowed to have those.
Really?
Which isn't the end of the world because they weren't exactly good candy. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it was make-believe. I mean, I had no desire to smoke as a child, but I did have the desire to pretend I was smoking, just like I had the desire to pretend to be all kinds of things. I'd pretend to be a Ninja Turtle. I didn't actually think I was going to be a Ninja Turtle.
Agreed.
Yeah. But whatever.
It's part of being a kid.
Did you ever go to a house, because it's trick-or-treat, you know, you go to the house and you'd say, trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
And a couple of times when I was a kid.
Oh, God. What?
They did give treats.
Yeah.
But
don't tell
they
me.
Would opt for trick.
Really?
And they'd invite you into their house and have like a haunted house set up, kind of.
Ooh,
and it was always kind of, creeped out by it. Like,
that is creepy. Well, in this day and age, yeah. With
I understand you were trying to do a nice thing, but I wasn't in this for going in
candy,
your house.
Man.
I don't
want
to stick my hand in a bowl full of peeled grapes. I'm good. I just want a candy.
Oh.
Yeah,
you went to a house like that?
Yes, more than once, but not a lot.
Wow.
Probably like two or three times ever, you know, in all of my trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
But yeah, every once in a while, there'd be somebody who wanted to play a trick. Or there'd be like the asshole who'd dress up as a scarecrow or something and sit in a lawn chair on their porch with a bucket of candy that says, take one.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to take one and they'd start moving. You'd think that would only work if your neighborhood was really slow, you know, with kids. Yeah. Like, if the kids at the house next door see you doing this to the kids,
they're not going to come
at your house, then they're going to know.
They're going to know. Yeah.
It seems like you're doing it in plain sight. You're kind of ruining it for yourself. But
yeah,
that would happen occasionally.
Wow.
Yeah. And there were a few times where I'd go to a house and there would just be a bowl of candy and it would say, take one. And that's literally all it was. Like whoever decided
best.
To do it was just like,
I always took everything.
I don't have time for this shit. Did you? You're an asshole. I never
Fuck
did.
Every other kid, man.
How did you go as a? Did you go by yourself as a kid though, or with other kids, but not with any adults?
Yeah. After I was like 6 years old. Yeah.
I did that after a certain age, but not after six. Like I don't think I went trick or treating alone until I was probably at least 10.
Or no, is that what I was saying? No, I never went alone ever. Ever.
No, I mean without adults.
Without adults.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say alone.
Okay. So.
But no, I didn't go without adults until I was probably at least 10.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I didn't have a lot of trick-or-treating left after that anyway. So for the majority of my trick-or-treating experience, there was always an adult with me. So even if I'd wanted to take all the candy out of the bowl, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have either because I wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, that is kind of a dick
move. I'm making up for it now. More of an asshole in my adult life.
Yeah.
My birthday was this past weekend.
Yeah, it was.
As you all know. Still my birthday month, by the way, if you want to send me any, you know, stuff. Still my birthday month. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out to the bar.
Yes, we did.
I've never been big on, like, planning parties for myself. Like, it just feels kind of douchey.
Same here.
I have no problem when other people do it, you know, so it's
conceited.
Yeah. It's a personal problem, whatever.
And a lot of people are like, hey, my birthday's coming up. Like, well, you've been doing that all.
I've been doing that on purpose. Like, it's totally actually counterintuitive to me. Like, when we decided to put the donate button up and I started asking for donations.
Yeah.
I would always say, like, you don't have to if you don't want to, you know, because it's totally counterintuitive to me to ask people for just to give me stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like we are, I guess, kind of providing a service, but I still, you know, it's like, give me money if you want.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way about having a birthday party. It's like, even if you say, you know, you don't have to bring any presents, people still feel like, maybe they should.
Yeah, they feel obligated.
And even if they don't bring any presents, you still feel there's some sort of weird sense of obligation. Like, if it's at a bar, I should buy you a drink. Like, you know,
yeah,
I don't really care. So what I ended up doing was just getting on Facebook like a couple hours beforehand and saying, hey, I'm going to the bar tonight for my birthday. If you're not doing anything, come out. And nobody did. But but I don't blame them either. I mean, it was a Saturday
short
night
notice.
And it was really short notice.
Yeah.
But it was just you and me and Aldi, and we went to the bar and got drunk. And,
we did.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't think anything particularly interesting happened, but except that there are some pictures I want to post in the forum when this episode comes out, because at some point, I forget if I asked her to do it or what, but Aldi started drawing pictures.
Yeah, and on the napkins, yeah.
The first one she drew was a seahorse. I think I asked her to draw that one. Like, I said, draw a picture, and she said, of what? And I said, a seahorse. You have to see this fucking thing. It looks like if you ever watched, I was actually probably too old for this show, but I did watch it. If you ever watched like Eureka's Castle as a kid,
yeah,
they had those, the slurms, which were those little clay worm things. You remember there'd be like the clay, claymation little worms that would go around. Don't tell me you're not as big a fag as me.
I watched that show. I'm sure I've seen it, but I can't remember.
You remember Magellan the Big Dragon?
Yes, yes, yes.
His friends were the slurms. And
okay.
Like it would cut to like clay animation and they'd be different colors and stuff and they'd like dig into the like background or whatever and come back out. And,
oh, yeah.
Now, you don't fucking know.
I don't.
Fuck off, asshole.
It's vaguely familiar.
Leaving me high and dry on this. Anyway, it looks kind of like that. It's like a slug looking thing with like a half human, half dolphin head and spikes on both sides of its body, like the front and the back. It doesn't look anything like a seahorse.
It's not even in the shape of like a J.
Yeah, well, it is kind of, but it's like a backwards, like it's the tail's curving up the wrong way, and there's like a wiggle in the middle. It's more like a like two S's, two S's put together.
It's a worm.
And then she started drawing another picture, and I don't think anybody told her what to draw this time. And it was like a kind of an oval body, and it had four legs. They were like sticks.
Yeah, and we're like
little sticks for the toes. I'm like, what you drawing now? And she goes, a rooster.
with
four legs. And she finished it, and it looks kind of like a rooster, but it does have four legs.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then later, she drew a camel. And the camel is probably the closest to what it's supposed to look like out of all the things that she drew.
Yeah.
And I put it next to a package of Camel cigarettes as reference.
It was definitely off.
Yeah, it was good. It was a bottlenose camel.
Oh, man. But with that bird, there was no feathers. She drew like hair. It were like lines. It was hairy.
I forget. We were talking
looked like
the other
a dog
day to
tail.
Her. I don't remember if it was then or not, but we were talking to her the other day, and she was talking about how birds are furry.
Yeah. We were like, no, fur is hair.
They're furry.
Yeah. Couldn't convince her.
But I love it when Aldi draws stuff. Yeah. Like, I posted a picture of a bird she drew on my arm.
Yeah.
A while back on Facebook.
Great.
Tyrique was his name.
That was great.
And he had an afro. Another thing, Aldi wrote happy birthday fag down my arm with a Sharpie.
Your entire arm, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and the word happy was kind of under my sleeve on my shoulder. So it just looked like my arm said birthday fag, like I was labeled.
And it was in a black Sharpie. It was
permanent. I'm the birthday fag.
How many days did it take to wash that off?
It's finally completely gone.
Really? Oh,
the
man.
Next day, luckily, I was able to at least get the word fag, like to the point where you couldn't read it.
Because
I had to go to work, you know, like 2 days later. So it could have been bad if I wasn't able to wash it off. But I'm just walking around work with fag on my arm. I don't even own a long sleeve shirt. So
That'd be awkward. Oh shit. Do you remember? It was towards the end of the night, like Aldi put money in the jukebox and played the Cupid Shuffle.
Ah, yes. The Cupid Shuffle. Yeah, the Cupid Shuffle.
It was almost last call.
If you're not familiar with it, it's a dance song. It's kind of like the Macarena for black people.
Yeah.
It's a song with a specific dance that goes with it. They all kind of line up and do like a line dance. And in our experience, at least at this particular bar, whenever that song comes on, it's like there's some kind of like secret brainwashing signal that goes out at the same time. And every vagina in the place, especially the fat black women, have to get up and they have to do this dance.
Yeah.
They cannot help it. Like, the place could seem completely dead, and this song comes on, and people are, like, flipping up tables and climbing out from underneath them and shit. Like, people you didn't even know were there are suddenly out on the floor dancing.
Yeah. I remember, I was taking a piss. I got up to pee. I didn't even know about it. And I'm, like, you know, I'm holding my dick and pissing. All of a sudden, I hear, you know, I hear the start of the song.
Uh-huh.
Do the Cupid Shuffle. I don't know how it went, but I heard screaming, like, yeah! I'm like, oh, shit. because she's done this before. And I swear I felt the floor move.
Girls like running rumbling out of the bathroom, pulling their pants up, going, that's my song.
The ground was rumbling. So I shake it off, wash my hands. I come out, and every woman is up doing this dance or getting ready for it. I can't even get like back to my beer because there's this crowd of big, fat black women. I'm like, you know, squeezing my way back to our table.
God. Yeah, there is the general phenomenon, like girls in general, when they hear certain like hip hop songs.
Yeah.
It's like, especially for some reason, it seems like it's especially songs that are degrading to women.
Yeah.
Like songs that are all about like jizzing on your chest and shit, like giving you a pearl necklace and
skeet, 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 like, skeet to the sweat drip from my balls.
Yeah, yeah.
This was featured in, yeah, Chris Rock's Never Scared comedy tour. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't help it.
He brought this up finally.
I haven't seen it. Nobody else did. But
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they cannot help it. But this song in particular, like a lot of girls will start moving and stuff to some of those other songs, but this song in particular has a very strong effect.
Yeah, it has some effect. It's like brainwashing. It's like
the Pied Piper. Like you could lead all of these girls off a cliff if it weren't for the fact that the dance involves turning around in circles.
Yeah. And Ollie was sitting there like, watch this. So she told me.
It's like doing a magic trick.
She's like, watch this. I just put money in the jukebox, wait for it. And then, yeah, it came on. It was awesome.
I've gotten pretty drunk and attempted to do this myself. And I don't know how they do it because there's always like at least like it seems like 20 girls up there doing it at once.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever tried to do it, I've ran into something because there's not enough room.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. Yeah. I always fuck it up too because I'm too drunk or like I don't know what to do. There for anyone that knows the song, there's like to the left, to the left, to the left,
yeah,
and then to the right. Now kick, now walk it by yourself. I never walk it the right way. I walk it very white, I guess,
do
very
you?
Honky, because I kind of do this like farmer like march, like. Now walking by yourself, you know.
I think you can pretty much do whatever you want for that part, but it's sort of like walking in place. But I don't really know, because, you know, I've never consulted anyone on this.
Yeah.
Who's laughing at you, Aldi?
Aldi and friends. Like, they know.
Right.
That's not how you do it.
It's not how you walk it by yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But it was a fun night, man. We got so shit-faced. At the end, the idea was to call a cab, but Ollie's like, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
So we,
I guess, idiotically, yeah,
got in the car.
I don't remember leaving the bar. In fact, I thought I might not have paid my tab, except that I had a tab at the bar, which meant that they were holding my credit card, and I have my credit card, so I must have paid.
Oh, yeah, we paid. Yeah, it was all good. I hate that. When you don't know if you paid or not the next day, you're like, what happened? How did I leave? How did I get home?
Right.
I hate that.
And I woke up the next day, and I was like, shit, because I couldn't remember how I got home, and I had driven myself there, and I for a second, I thought I drove myself home, like, blacked out. I'm like...
What an idiot.
My car could be like in the side of the building. And then I realized that I didn't drive myself home.
Yeah, we drove, you drove, but we all came back together in Aldi's car. Yeah, but
so, I probably wasn't advisable, but hopefully.
Not at all.
I guess she made it, so.
It was like, yeah, a half mile drive, but I remember being drunk and we made it. Now I like high-fived Aldi. I'm like, yeah, we made it.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. You guys almost killed me for my birthday. Oh, well. Things happen.
Yeah.
So, Austin, in the forum, which you should fucking register in and post things in if
absolutely
you haven't already.
Yeah.
But Austin in the forum was talking in the forum thread for the last episode. We were talking about Captain Lou Albano last time, which was a professional wrestler who died recently.
Yep.
And Austin was talking about, well, while you're talking about wrestlers, you should check out this music, this album that Randy Savage, the Macho Man,
yeah,
put out in 2003, I guess. Like, I never heard of it. I'm surprised
never.
I never heard of it. But so he sent us this album.
Yeah.
And I was checking it out. It's called Be a Man. And there's the title track, Be a Man, is all Randy Savage calling out Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
And
this is in 2003. Yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
Much later.
Well.
The whole rivalry was over, wasn't it? Maybe I'm just
I don't know.
Old.
Like,
don't
what,
know.
Does Hulk Hogan even still wrestle? I don't know. The last thing I knew about Hulk Hogan was that he had a show, Hogan Knows Best, his like reality show with his family.
Yes.
And then his wife left him and he started dating one of his daughter's friends, I think.
Mm.
And his son got in a car crash, and now his friend who was in the car with him has a huge dent in his skull.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like a human vegetable. That's like all I really know. And that's just gossip I hear, you know, like surfing the TV and I catch TMZ or something.
Yep.
But you got me all sidetracked.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Back to Randy.
You got to hear this shit.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I dig it in, Hulk Hogan, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be Hard Hulk, now you done turns off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing in tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies. Cause you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Dude, please.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that this actually is not nearly as bad as I thought it would be.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Like, it's not it's not the best rap I've ever heard by any means, but like, I expected this to be some, like, Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool, Mr. T shit, you know, like, which is awesome in its own way. But secondly, I'd like to point out that he just basically called Hulk Hogan a fag for running around in tights, which I'm pretty sure Macho Man also did at some point.
That is true.
And he said, I knew all along you had those tendencies because you're running from me like I've got a disease. So, like, fags hate diseases, I guess. Like, unlike normal people, quote-unquote, fuck off. They're normal people.
Yeah,
fuck,
I don't know.
Fuck you. Gays are weird.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage because you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight, The Rock's brain too fast. But when I challenge him to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the hall didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, off this wreck so I can put you in check.
It should be noted that nowhere in this album, as far as I can tell, I haven't listened to it like
all the way through,
really scrutinizing it.
Yeah.
I don't think he swears at all, which is fine, but he does say butt a lot.
Yeah,
which
he just said kick you in the butt.
Like, which is weird to hear from somebody like calling somebody out in a rap song.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to kick your butt and wash your mouth out with soap. What are you,
that's
mom?
That's retarded. Because they swear all the time on the fucking WWE network. They say ass. I'm going to kick your ass. They don't say like shit and fuck, but you know.
Right. Well, it's televised.
At least they say ass. And it's not that bad nowadays. Come on.
Is Macho Man still wrestling? I honestly have
so,
no idea.
Like, I'll be at work in the break room and like SmackDown will come on or some. Every day, every other day, there's some wrestling event. I've never seen him in it. So.
I don't know. Well, maybe he was in 2003. Yeah.
He might not be in the mainstream WWE. I don't know.
Well, what is he in then?
I don't know. Something more.
I know there are other wrestling whatever organizations.
A lot of them, yeah.
But
none of them are televised.
I don't know what any of them are. So, anyway.
Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk. They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both trash. Your movie straight to video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man. But when I find you, gone. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward. Is that you, Hogan? What? Macho's gonna kick your butt. This is a slogan. I smell a coward. Is that you, Hogan?
Macho's gonna kick your butt is the slogan. I wonder if he wrote these lyrics himself.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Because on the one hand, I wouldn't think he would. You know, like, I don't
like
know what he's capable of.
That's
but,
singing, like, rapping under him might have wrote them.
Or at least helped him write it.
Maybe, yeah.
But I have a feeling he wrote Macho is gonna kick your butt is the slogan.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. It's a horrible line. Macho's gonna kick your butt is the slogan. Is what slogan? Like your campaign slogan?
Everybody's
like,
gonna laugh at that, yeah. And even if he did this for you know, maybe kids would listen to this and he's saying butt, nobody knows of him unless, you know, they watched him way back in the day and we're all grown up.
I don't know. I mean, He was definitely still on when I was watching wrestling, and he was probably still wrestling at least occasionally as like a guest or something in 2003 when the album came out. People probably knew who he was.
Okay. Like the Hollywood Hogan and the NWO, did he ever show up?
He was
Randy Savage?
He was a part of that
really?
Stuff.
Oh,
that
shit.
Business.
I must have missed that.
He and the Hulkster were on the same team for a while, I think. They were both NWO.
Shit. Really?
Yeah, oh, they were both the bad guys, and Hulk would wear black all the time, and everybody would wear black all the time. Badass. I remember watching it one time. And in the episode, like if there was any doubt in my mind that the whole thing was I don't want to say fake, because they really do jump off of turnbuckles and stuff, and they do get hurt and things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's staged.
Yeah.
It's all scripted. If there was any doubt in my mind that it was all scripted, this episode would have completely cleared that up for me, because the NWO took over, I forget what it was, whatever the show was, it wasn't Monday Night Raw, it was like the Thursday night show or whatever the fuck it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, they took it over, like they took over the studio like terrorists. And they like took over the announcing and everything. I'm pretty sure if that were real, like if you were watching, like let's say you were watching a basketball game and all of a sudden one of the teams like took over the announcer booth and like they were controlling the cameras.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that would be news, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Trying to ignore me thinking I'll go away, but I'm going to keep on messing with you dude, day after day. And one, you step two, macho, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, because you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, use a chunk. Because if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll pump your butt out for the world to see. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, use a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Okay, it goes on for a little bit, but that's pretty much the end of it.
That's basically it, yeah.
It's like I said, I'm surprised it's not as bad as I thought it would be. However, I have listened to some of the other tracks, and I think they put the most work into this one being the title track.
Yeah, it's like the single. Yeah.
Some of the other songs on here, like I really think he must have gotten some help in writing this, because some of the other songs on here, I'm not going to play them because it'd just take a while. But yeah. Like there's one, I forget what it's called. It's about Mr. Perfect. I think Kurt Hennig,
who used something to be a wrestler.
Like that. And he's dead, and so it's like a tribute song.
Yeah.
But the rhymes in that are like...
elementary.
It's like, it's like, I went out in the woods to walk my dog, and then I tripped over a real big log. And then I also saw a frog. That frog was crazy. Dog. It's just ridiculous. They're really bad.
Very amateur, yeah. So bad.
I know Hulk Hogan had an album back in the day, and I should have looked it up, because actually it might have been funny to compare the two.
Compare them, yeah. Shit, man.
Maybe I'll look it up, see if I can find a YouTube video posted in the forum. God, I got all this stuff I'm going to post in the forum.
Yeah, that's cool.
I hope I remember. Otherwise, I look like an asshole. Do you have anything else to say about the Macho Man, Randy Savage?
Bonesaw is ready.
He does kind of remind me of Young Jeezy. Like,
really?
Very smoky, like, I smoked too long.
He's actually, if he was a little bit better at it, he's got kind of a cool voice for like, rap.
Until he does that, like, coward. Like,
that actually doesn't
that
even...
That accent.
I even think that's kind of cool if used right, but if the lyrics were better.
Yeah.
He's surprisingly not that bad at the execution, like that keeping the rhythm and stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you try to get them to rap and they just can't...
Horrible.
They can't keep the on the beat and stuff. Like
they have
it,
no
it fucks
rhythm,
with their man. Brain. It's like trying to do calculus. They just can't do it.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Like if you played this in the car, it'd be bumping. Or if you played it at the club, all the chicks would get up and dance. You know who Randy Savage is, right?
I have no fucking clue. Yeah, Wubba Jubba.
Yeah.
Well, You want to talk about some shit that's in the news?
Let's do it.
Angela Montez was working at Advance America, a check cashing store in the 9400 block of East Washington today, when a young man walked in, took a form, walked away, and then came back brandishing a gun.
He points the gun at her face, comes around the counter.
But what happens next is almost unbelievable. The suspect hugs Montez, who's crying by now. He explains that he hates to do this, but he has no choice. And then police reports show that Montez begins to counsel the young man. They begin to talk about God. He falls to his knees, becomes emotional, and then she hugs him.
I've been a detective for 3 years, and I've never seen anything like it.
But it worked. Talking and trying to convince the young man to turn away from crime may have stopped this young man from taking the next step.
Do you think that she saved her life by talking about God with this guy?
I'd say it certainly didn't hurt.
He took a bullet from the gun, placing it on the floor to try and reassure her he wouldn't shoot her, and then finally ordered Montez to a bathroom. While she was there, he stole her cell phone and $20 from the drawer. And cameras got a clear shot of his face as he left.
What a faggot. How do you screw up the courage to get in there and point a gun in somebody's face and rob them and then just start bawling like a fag?
Yeah.
What a pussy.
Exactly.
Jesus
He's
Christ.
A pussy.
He's hugging the person and he still takes her cell phone and
$20.
$20?
Really?
Maybe that's all he could get to, like, because he put her in the bathroom and he couldn't open the drawers or whatever.
And like all, he for took some her reason, $20.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's horrible.
The fucking guy, like, I don't remember now, or even if it's said, because I wasn't actually watching the video, just listening to the audio just now, but whoever that other guy they're interviewing is, I don't know if he's an officer or whatever.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Yeah.
But they're like, do you think that she saved her life by talking to him about God? And he's like, he kind of pauses. He's like, well, I'd say it didn't hurt,
yeah.
Which I think might have been his way of politely saying, no, not really. The guy was a total pussy. Like,
yeah.
He obviously didn't go in there with any intention of shooting her. He takes a bullet out of the gun, yeah. And puts it on the floor. I don't think she was in any danger.
Talking about God would have prevented him from taking the next step.
The next really? Step would have just been robbing you, and they did do that. Like, the next step, I guess, would have been killing you. But
killing her, yeah.
Obviously.
Jesus
what a fucking
Christ.
Pussy.
Yeah, like, the guy goes in, and, you know, he's going to potentially kill this woman. He robs her, but no rape? Really? It's just him and her.
Everybody take a drink.
No, man. Anyway, it was just weird.
No rape? Well, did you see the video earlier?
Yeah.
She wasn't attractive.
Well, still, I mean.
She's like a little butterball.
Just kind of off. It was weird. Like, he missed out.
No, I don't think he did.
I'm not rooting for it, but, I mean, he's a black dude. He's going to steal. Why didn't he rape? I don't know. But, dude, the camera shot of him leaving. Like,
yeah.
We did get a photograph of
he's, like, looking in the camera, and he's... It's the picture's priceless.
It's so
that's
good.
Yet another thing I will post in the
you
gotta
forum. Put that up.
Yeah.
I'll remind you.
He's adorable.
It's so good.
He's got
so thug and it's so hard.
It's especially funny to imagine that guy like down on his knees.
Yeah, crying and
crying. He's rocking back and forth, sobbing like
I really need to do this, man. I need $20.
and
a cell phone.
What do you think he did with the $20?
Oh, man. I don't even
wouldn't
know.
Bought a DVD.
Yeah. A lot of cigarillos.
Yeah.
Pack of Newport.
He used the phone to call his dealer. Used the $20 to buy a rock.
Yeah. Or, yeah. A dime bag.
I don't fucking know. You know, I really think, I've had a lot of conversations with a few conversations with a friend of ours about the TV show Lost, which
yeah.
might not seem related to this
immediately, not at all.
But he had a complaint. He was annoyed that every time somebody points a gun at somebody else on Lost, they almost always end up just giving up and not shooting the other person.
Yes. Okay.
But to me, that seems more realistic because I really think most of the time, if you're not if it's not your intention to murder anybody, like if you go in to rob a place, you might go in there thinking, I might have to shoot somebody. But ideally, that's not your plan. What you want to do is leave there with the money. And the only reason you bring a gun is so you can threaten them with the gun so you can get them to do what you want them to
do. You have control. Yes.
And in these scenes in Lost, anytime somebody's pointing a gun at somebody else, it's because they want them to do something. They want them to drop their own weapon, or they want them to do something.
Yeah.
And if the other person refuses to do it, I think it's not really in most people to just go, well, fuck you then, bang, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's actually relatively common for people to pull guns on each other with no actual intention of firing them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get shot the time I got robbed at gunpoint.
That's true, yeah.
I did do what they say, but, you know.
You were like, really?
Well, I was just annoyed when they wanted my money out of my wallet.
You're insane.
Whatever. Also in the news, there's this Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This illegal alien Halloween costume.
Illegal alien.
That's got everybody all fired up. And, well, a little short article about it. Target has pulled a Halloween costume that some in the Latino community found offensive. The costume showed a space alien carrying a green card and included a prison-like jumpsuit with illegal aliens stamped across the front. When word of the costume got out, several Latino groups publicly complained that the costume was insensitive. Executive director of the Coalition for Human Immigration, or for Human Immigrant Rights, Angelica Salas, called the costume distasteful, mean-spirited, and ignorant. Lizette Olmos, national communications director for the League of United Latin American Citizens, referred to the costume as really disturbing. Target says that the costume was never intended to be on the website and blames the mistake on human error during data entry. Well, first of all, I think Target's full of shit.
They're so full of shit. Yeah.
Like, we didn't mean to put that on the website. In fact, we didn't mean to sell it at all, but for some reason we accidentally ordered it. what the fuck are you talking about? You stupid.
Just trying to cover your ass.
Yeah. It's a prison jumpsuit.
Orange.
And a rubber mask of like a space alien head.
Yeah.
And in the picture, it shows the person holding a green card that is a literal card, which is green and says green card on it.
Yeah,
I guess the green card itself makes, you know, reference to actual illegal aliens.
Yeah,
but
it's not like,
but it's not like the fucking aliens walking around in a sombrero, you know, like the joke isn't get it, Mexicans.
Yeah, it's not. Fucking sombrero.
It's not even remotely close to that. And isn't it a little, I don't know, racist for the Latino community specifically to be outraged? Like, you're talking about us. Like, I know our biggest illegal immigrant problem, if you want to call it that, involves people coming over from Mexico. But there's nothing specific about this illegal alien costume that references Mexico at all or any other Latin American country. Like,
it wouldn't matter. Yeah, you could be from any country. Fuck, like in the future.
It's an alien from outer space. It's a play on words.
You come to a country you're not from. Anywhere you go, you need a green card.
It's an alien from outer space.
Yeah.
It's a play on words. It's illegal because, get it, he's a criminal, like he's in prison, and it's an alien. Like, get it? It's not even that funny, but it's not offensive.
It's in bad taste. Yeah.
It's in bad taste. I like being offended.
Ban it.
I don't know why people love being offended so much. Like, people are so fucking sensitive. Like, I guess you could call it offended. I get annoyed and angry with people, but I don't get all butthurt about, like, if you started talking about, like if you had a drunken Irishman costume, which is like a guy with a sack of potatoes and like a stein full of green beer and like, I don't know, dressed as like a chimney sweep or something, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like,
fuck.
I don't care.
It was funny though, because this article, I don't know about this article, but this came up in local news, and our community here is on the board, you know.
Yeah,
like, they're all like, "We agree. This is distasteful.
This is horrendous. I can't believe this ever happened."
So they pulled it from the place I work.
Yeah. You know what I think would be a better costume? It's just like an alien, like an extraterrestrial without the jumpsuit and a sombrero and like a handlebar mustache and a pair of maracas. So the alien part is obviously that it's an alien from space, but the illegal part must have something to do with the fact that it's a Mexican.
And that's funny, yeah.
That would crack me up.
That'd be a great costume.
Maybe I should see if I can track down the requisite parts and make that Halloween costume myself.
Yeah, without the jumpsuit. Yeah, that's great.
People, fucking people, man. I don't... I just want to fucking strangle them.
Yeah.
And even if it was a fucking, like, racial thing, it's, I guess you can complain, but, like, to fucking, like, you need to take this out of your store. Well, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't
people
like
it,
buy it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Fuck.
It's not like they're sending them to Latino families. You must wear this on Halloween.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think would be funny, but it would be harder to make happen, is if you could just somehow make yourself look Mexican and just wear the prison jumpsuit.
That'd be a great costume.
I think that
now
would
that
be,
should win those fucking contests that everybody has around here.
Either one of my costume ideas, I think, would be funnier than the illegal alien. But
oh yeah,
the you know
that
than
would
the actual
be funny.
Costume. But
yeah, whatever. It'd be a runner up in the contest. Yeah.
In other news,
some
black Barbies.
Oh yeah,
have got some more fucking retards upset.
God.
They put out these black Barbie dolls, and their names are Grace, Kara, and Trishelle, and they were created to fill a void for young black girls who for so long have been playing with dolls that don't look like them. Now, so far, I have no problem with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't care either way. If they didn't put them out, I wouldn't care, and if they did, I don't care. But, well, the new black Barbies have fuller lips, curlier hair, and other features that the company says more accurately represent African-American women. Some have cheered the new dolls. Others jeered them.
Of course.
Jeered them? Who says jeered?
Yeah.
Anyway, saying they're not black enough. Here's a quote. I love the black Barbie. It's about time. Jua Simpson. It's J-U-A.
Don't do it again.
Wait, is it just you or just like or wa? Maybe the J is silent or hua. Maybe it's like Latin, like the J is like an H. Hua Simpson said on CNN's iReport, a user-generated news community, because I needed to know that. But the hair is still a step backwards, since most of our hair is not straight and light brown. Now, I looked at the picture. There was a picture accompanying the article. First of all, there was like one doll in the picture that had light brown hair. The rest of them basically had black hair. It was dark brown, dark, dark brown.
Yeah.
And they all kind of had straightened hair, but so do a shitload of black women.
Yes.
Like, that's not,
especially
it's not insane.
Wealthy, like, celebrities.
A lot of times it's not even their own hair. Like, they buy hair to stick on their head so that they can have straight hair.
Extensions, or they straighten their hair, yeah.
They keep their hair relatively short and straighten it, and then they put weave into it to make it long. It's not crazy. It's not like they made this up, you know?
And what's the alternative?
I guess like a Barbie doll with an afro, which I, again, wouldn't have a problem with, but like...
Nappy ass hair.
It's like they think that these people don't exist. Like the people, like black women with long straight hair don't exist.
Yeah.
This is an outrage. It's like, well, they do exist. So these particular black women that these dolls represent happen to be those black women.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Why is it a problem?
Would people have a problem with like a Beyonce doll, you know?
Yeah. It's not like they made the black dolls with like ridiculous gigantic asses or something, you know, like playing on some kind of stereotype.
Yeah.
It's just, they just have straight hair. Like, do you fucking black people have to be upset about something? Like, you need something to be upset about. Like, you just can't go a day without somebody's discriminating against me. Hold on, let me figure out how.
Yeah, that was my big problem. Like, how is that a step back, you retard? That's modern. That's, you buy the fucking Beyonce album. Like, I don't know. I keep dwelling on Beyonce, but like,
well, apparently,
what's the alternative?
Apparently, Beyonce is kind of an Uncle Tom. Like, she's a she's a bad role model for young African American children, I guess.
Yeah, but what do they want? Like a ghetto ass?
Well, I don't
Barbie.
There's nothing. There's nothing
more uproar for them.
There's nothing wrong with a Barbie doll with, you know, I guess you could call it nappy hair with like a afro or like cornrows or something.
Yeah.
Except that, like, well, cornrows for one. I think if the Barbie dolls did come out with cornrows, they'd be more upset. They'd be like, exactly. That's a stereotype. We don't all braid our hair. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, so what do you want them to do? Jesus. Yeah.
Just make them bald.
Just fuck to be safe.
Just skip it altogether. Fucking make them bald.
Fuck them. Yeah, no matter what they do, fucking Barbie. I kind of feel for the company.
Yeah, poor Barbie, man. Yeah. Jesus
they get
Christ.
Shit for making just Barbie.
Let me get this straight. We need to make Barbie fat. we need to make her wear very plain clothing.
Yeah.
She needs to have a boring job. She needs to be black, but without straightened hair. Well, okay, that sounds like the greatest doll ever. It'll look like Cleveland from Family Guy.
Yeah, it's the worst marketing idea ever.
just a fat black person with an afro in, like, jeans and a t-shirt.
Weren't there statistics saying that, like, that even black kids would buy the white dolls more?
Yeah, well, that's the...
The black dolls wouldn't sell as well?
That's because black people have a poor self-image, which they blame on things like Barbie.
Okay. Okay.
They'll say, you know, Barbie is white and pretty and idealized as like the image of perfection or whatever.
I see. Okay.
And so black kids don't want to buy the doll that's black because that's not the image of perfection. They like if you put a black doll and a white doll next to each other, they'll say which one's prettier.
Yeah.
They'll say the white doll. Which one do you think is nicer? The white doll.
It's, more successful. Yeah.
Which I admit could be a real problem, but don't blame Barbie.
Yeah. Fuck. Poor Barbie. Mattel.
Goddamn. Fuck. I never thought I'd care this much about the well-being of Barbie.
A fucking Barbie doll. Yeah. It's kind of upsetting.
I just get so angry when people want to tell other people what they can't do.
Yeah, basically.
Especially when they're not really doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, that actually brings me to something else that I wanted to touch on a little bit here. Last episode, we talked a little bit about medical marijuana in Michigan. Because we were talking about that story about the woman in Michigan who got her pot stolen.
Yeah.
And they mentioned that she didn't have a medical marijuana card. And we didn't know for sure if we had that here or not.
Yeah.
Well, since then, I found out that we do.
We do.
We've had it since Obama was elected.
Yep.
And the way it works, though, there aren't any, like, in California, there are dispensaries.
Yeah.
Where you can go to get it.
Where you acquire the marijuana.
In Michigan, as far as I can figure it out, it's still illegal to buy or sell marijuana. And if you don't have the card, it's illegal to give it away, to possess it or give it away. All the card does is make it legal for you, if you have the card, makes it legal for you to possess it and grow a certain amount for yourself. What I don't understand is where you're supposed to get it from in the first place. They make no mention of that in the law. They make no...
Nothing, yeah.
And I was reading
all
a forum
articles,
about it.
Yeah. Nothing.
I was reading a forum thread about it, and these people were arguing because nobody actually knows. They were arguing over whether it's legal for someone who has the medical marijuana card to purchase it off the street.
Yeah.
Because nobody fucking knows.
That's still illegal.
It's still illegal. You're still buying it.
So where do you get it?
Even if somebody like who is a dealer gave it to you, they still have it illegally. So you're still kind of committing a crime, right?
Yeah.
And you're still kind of like trafficking it or whatever. And, you know, they make it sound like you're just supposed to get it from nowhere. Like you can get it from a provider. Like a caretaker. You're allowed to have a caretaker who can grow it for you. Like if you're so debilitated, you can't do it yourself. They can grow it for you. They're not allowed to use it unless they also have a medical marijuana card, but they can grow it for you and they can provide it to you. But there's no mention of how they're going to get it either. So they make it sound like you can get it from this person, but where do they get it from? I don't know.
We don't know.
And some people say that it's legal for somebody who has the card to buy it off the street or wherever. Other people say it isn't. There was one lawyer who actually advocated not telling anybody, but going out and buying it illegally because you have to get started. Like you can't grow it without seeds or a plant to plant. I don't get it. I get the impression that it's kind of a like we won't ask and you don't tell kind of a thing.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't care where you got it as long as I don't witness you getting it.
Yep. If you have it, hey, you're safe.
Good for you. Yeah. It seems to me that you have to break the law to get started. Yeah,
that makes no sense. That's flawed, man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they put half of the law into place, you know? Like
I've never seen that before.
They're like, all right, we'll make medical marijuana legal.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make it easy. You know? I don't know. There was a little discussion about that in the forum. I was talking to Dave or Doove in the forum.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite get what I was asking at first. I guess it's because I was a little unspecific. I said it, and he thought I was referring to the card. I was saying, how are you supposed to acquire it in the first place? He thought I meant the card, so he kept telling me how to get the card. I'm like, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, how do you
get the fucking marijuana?
Yeah.
Where? How?
And for the record, I don't really have like a personal interest in this. Like, I have no plans to try to get a medical marijuana card so I can be a legal pot smoker or anything like that. I just am curious about it because, like, I think marijuana and most drugs should be legal anyway. Just period.
Yeah, because only hurting yourself.
Making it medically legal is a step in that direction. So I'm interested in how the law works.
Yeah.
And it just seems so bizarre and backwards.
My big fear, like, if they do ultimately, like, one state legalizes marijuana, and where are they going to go? Like, it'll be legal to have, but illegal to still buy and sell, maybe? I don't know.
I don't really know.
I don't know.
I think in Canada, it's decriminalized to possess it below a certain amount.
Yeah.
But it's still illegal to, like, sell it and buy it.
Yeah.
And if you have more than that certain amount, it's illegal. And I think it's actually still, like, maybe you can still get a fine or something. Like, it's not legal. It's just that you won't get, you know, arrested for it.
Yeah. It's stupid and silly to me. It's kind of like you get busted for having drug paraphernalia.
Well, that's a weird thing, too, because it's like you can have, like, bongs and shit.
Yeah.
As long as, like, you can sell bongs as long as you don't sell them as bongs. Like, if you sell them as tobacco pipes,
yeah.
Even though it's clearly a bong, it's like all tie-dyed, blown glass.
Everyone knows what the purpose is.
But as long as you say it's for tobacco use only,
yeah,
you're fine. That's okay. That's why
it's so fucking
Tommy
silly.
Chong got arrested from Cheech and Chong because he was selling bongs on the internet and he was calling them bongs. That's why he got arrested.
That's horrible.
It's so stupid. Like in certain places, or maybe it's in the whole country, I'm not sure, but in at least in certain places, you can't sell dildos and vibrators as sex toys. You have to say that they are novelty items.
That's even more ridiculous.
Like they're gag gifts, or you have to call them massagers or whatever. It depends on what it is you're selling. Like if you're selling a penis, you have to call it like a novelty.
Congratulations. This country is fucking stupid.
It's retarded. Wow. It's such a weird like loophole thing.
It is, yeah.
You know, I'm getting way off topic here now, but I've always kind of wondered how prostitution is illegal, but pornography is legal. It's another one of those weird loopholes. Like, you're not getting paid to fuck.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to be in this movie. You happen to be fucking, but irrelevant. Well, okay, come on. Let's be for real. Like, I'm not saying I think pornography should be illegal. In fact, I would go the opposite. I would say that prostitution should be legal.
Yeah.
I just think that's a weird, like, it's a weird loophole. Like, nah, that's okay, because you're not paying them for their fucking.
Yeah.
So in theory, like, I could be employed as a porn star and just refuse to fuck. Like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You can't make me. I mean, it's not what you're paying me for.
Yeah.
And if it was, it'd be illegal. I don't know.
Very silly. Yeah.
You should get in the forums, though. We can discuss medical marijuana or whatever else, whatever other bullshit. Register in the forums.
Yes.
Post an introduction thread. There's a forum for posting anything creative you've made, or you know, if you make music or any kind of visual art, or if you write things, you can post anything like that in there. You can comment on the show, tell us how dumb we are, or whatever. You can make suggestions if there's something you'd like to see on the site. There's a forum for that, or if there's something you'd like to see changed about the forum.
My big thing is the voicemail.
Oh, well,
we didn't get any this week.
Nah.
But, like, I don't get it, the whole, like, I'm too nervous.
People are pussies.
Like, just call in and say, hey, Orion, you're a big old faggot, and hang up.
That's what I would say.
That's what I would say. And fuck it. It's hilarious. If we don't put it on the show, it's still funny.
You know what would be kind of cool? Well, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. God, what? For, like, a promo, if people would just call in and say, like, I just had a terrible thought. It's the best. Or, you know, just say something like that, like a little short sound clip that's kind of like, this show is the greatest, or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Be sweet,
whatever you want to say. And then I could collect all those clips and make like a promo out of them.
Yeah. That might ease the nerves of the spineless. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll give you a script. Call in and say this.
Yeah. Just call in and say, I like it, chap, because, or. I don't know.
I enjoy pineapples, and also I just had a terrible thought, but mostly pineapples. .com.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I think this is right about the end of the show.
Yes. Let's wrap it up there, sir.
Yeah. You can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
If you don't want to call that number for some bizarre reason, like, I don't know who pays long distance anymore, but I guess if it's an international call or an international call,
yeah,
which I almost sort of said, that's even worse. Anyway, if you don't want to call the phone number, there's always the Skype. There's a little Skype Me button on the page, and you can use that. It's free.
It's free.
As long as you got a microphone. Otherwise, you have to spend money on a microphone. Well, you could just call us and leave dead air, but that'd be kind of pointless. Let's see. What else? What would that be?
No, go ahead.
Still be worth it. Yes. Still be worth it.
Make my day. We got a voicemail. Dead air? I don't give a shit.
Just play it.
I'm just kidding.
We should just do that anyway. Just pretend we got... Any week where we don't get a voicemail, we'll just pause the show for a minute. We got a voicemail from somebody... Good call. Good call.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm drunk or something. Like, I'm not, but I feel silly.
I am.
Well, you always are. You and Aldi are drunk every night of the week.
I know, man. I'm not, just for the record, for the listeners, I'm not normally like this in everyday conversation.
When we hit like 40, I'm probably going to have to give you half of my liver or something just to keep you going.
Yeah.
Check us out on the Facebook. Yes. Suggest us to your friends. Check us out on the Twitter. I always feel like I'm forgetting something at the end of the show.
Free stickers, dipshit.
Oh yeah, free stickers. Get your free stickers.
And order a t-shirt, man.
IJustHadATerribleThought.com/stickers. Order a t-shirt. We have a store now. There's a link on the front page. Or you can go to Zazzle.com/IJHat.
Yes.
There is one shirt that appears to not be there, and that's the bitch flap shirt, which is the pterodactyl shirt. The reason it doesn't look like it's there is because you have to rate them like movies. Like there's PG and P, or maybe it's G, and then PG-13 and R.
I see, okay.
And because of the profanity, I had to rate it PG-13. So if you're not logged in, they assume that you are underage.
Underage.
Under 13, I guess, because everybody on the internet's under 13. Yeah. So the shirt doesn't show up unless you're logged in. So if you want the bitch flap shirt, it's a little more complicated. You have to register an account and then log in and then go to the store. You have to register an account at Zazzle.com.
Yeah, that sounds so complicated.
Well, it's not that bad, but it is annoying. And the shirts are a little bit pricier than I would like.
This is why. Basically, yeah. If you buy any other shirt, like, what are they, $20?
Well,
buy a t-shirt?
I mean, here's the thing. If we had, like, a ridiculous number of fans, and I knew everybody was going to buy a shirt, we could order, like, a bunch of different, a bunch of shirts of, like, with the same design and buy them in bulk and keep them here and we could ship them out ourselves. And we could sell them for probably $10 a shirt.
Yeah.
Thing is, we don't have enough people that we know would buy them to do that.
It costs way too much.
I can't afford to just buy thousands of dollars worth of shirts just to keep around hoping we'll sell them.
Yeah.
So we went through Zazzle.com, who kind of handles all that for you. They ship them out for you, they make them for you, and they make them on a made-to-order basis.
Which is awesome.
Which is partially why the price is a little high. Plus, any shirt that's on a dark shirt, like any design that's on a dark shirt costs more because the printing process is different. They kind of like, they print it in like a white silhouette and then they print the colors over that. And it costs a little bit more to do that.
The process is a little, yeah.
However, I went with primarily dark shirts because they end up looking better for the most part. Because on the light colored shirts, I don't know what their printing process is, but the colors are all transparent or translucent, I guess.
Translucent.
So unless you're printing on just a plain white t-shirt, you can see the color of the shirt through the ink, which is why the Penguin shirt, Penguin and Thomas Edison, thanks for inventing ice, is that's why I made it in different shades of blue on a blue shirt.
Monochrome, yeah.
Because if I'd made it like in different shades of blue on, say, a yellow shirt, it would have looked green. Yes. You know, like, so I tried to keep it monochrome.
Monochrome, man.
But those shirts are cheaper. So if you want that shirt, that's a little bit cheaper. I made two versions of the plain Itch Hat shirt. There's the black one with the white copy, which is a little bit more expensive. And then there's a yellow one with black copy, which is cheaper because it's a light colored shirt. And because it's black, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. You can't really see through it.
Yeah, because nobody wants a white t-shirt.
Yeah, white t-shirts suck.
Who wears white t-shirts?
No matter what I do, I can only wear it a certain number of times before it gets just disgusting. Like, it'll get dingy for one reason or another just from wearing it out, or it'll get armpit stains after a while.
Yes.
Especially in like the summer.
You can't avoid it.
Or I'll spill some kind of food on it, and if it's anything with any kind of color to it, it's not going to come all the way out. Yeah. So I hate white t-shirts.
Yeah, so no good. But yeah.
But yeah, order a shirt.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that should do it,
Kyle. Oh yeah, and donate. Give us all your money.
It's Kyle's birthday month still.
Yeah, send me things. Well, not things, just money.
Because mine is next month.
Oh yeah, and I meant to mention, thanks in part to your donations. Next week, I think, depends on shipping, but we will have our new equipment.
Yes.
So next week, in theory, the show should sound a lot better.
That'll be awesome.
I'm excited. Wait.
Yes.
And on that note, I think we're done.
We're done. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll check you next week.
Yeah. Send us all your money.
Oh, yeah.